This month, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden unveiled a sweeping green energy plan. It marks a strong contrast from President Donald Trump, who has long championed fossil fuels. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins is following four Western Pennsylvania voters, asking them about the issues that could sway their decisions at the ballot box this fall. For this month's installment of our Split Ticket series, they talked about energy and the environment.
The climate crisis has always loomed large in the back of Linda Bishop's mind.
You know, you could make the case that climate change is the biggest issue because it's an existential issue.
Linda's a Democrat, though she's also been a Republican. She's in her 60s, retired, and lives in Mars, Pennsylvania. And she uses her time to keep up with developments on the campaign trail.
Trump is always saying, you know, he wants to create jobs, but where's his infrastructure plan? There hasn't been an infrastructure plan. Biden has an infrastructure plan.
Biden's multi-trillion dollar plan would build green infrastructure and invest in renewable energy. He says that would eliminate emissions that lead to climate change by 2050. Some Democrats say his proposal is too middle of the road, in part because it doesn't ban fracking. But Linda's glad it doesn't mention the gas drilling technique, which is widely used in Pennsylvania.
It's unrealistic and it's bad for Pennsylvania to ban fracking. He knows that. And so the question is, how do we go about this? And that's where I like the Biden plan, because Biden has not come out in favor of banning fracking.
Progressive Democrat Savannah Henry also sees climate change as a big problem. She was originally a Bernie Sanders supporter and thinks it's critical to ban fracking now. She'll be a junior at the University of Pittsburgh this fall, and last year she went to protests and organized around climate justice. But now?
I think right now a lot of people are more worried about COVID, and I think that's maybe where I'm at too, and like freaking out about going back to school. So I think my lack of spark is because of the isolation, I would say.
And in any case, she's confident Biden is better than Trump, who's rolled back environmental protections and campaigned on promises to bring back coal mines and expand oil and gas drilling.
I can't think of anything that he's done that is even borderline, like, helpful for the environment.
Savannah has a surprising ally in Mary Henze, who's otherwise a huge Trump supporter.
There is global warming. It's man's greed that has created it. And when we dig and we take away the coal and the oil and all of that that has been there for millions of years, well, it was dead and buried for a reason. What did we expect was going to happen?
Mary's in her 50s and lives in Jefferson Hills. She's been on disability for about a decade and was a Democrat for years before flipping to Trump in 2016. Both the coal and gas industries were suffering before the pandemic, and Mary acknowledges that Trump's campaign promises haven't done anything to change that.
And this is where I go, you know, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump, but every politician says things to get what they want.
But Mary says even if Biden's proposal was put into action, the planet's already too far gone. She believes the environmental problems we're seeing are a warning from God. Her solution?
Prayer. Prayer. Get yourself right, because the time is coming. We are in self-demise.
I don't see it. The pictures of polar bears stranded on ice caps out in the middle of nowhere is just nonsense.
Republican Ed Swiklinski is in his 40s and lives with his wife and young kids in Bethel Park. He's working part-time in cybersecurity. Of our four voters, he's the only one who doesn't believe in climate change. He thinks researchers are simply making up numbers about the problem and that schools shouldn't talk to kids about the issue. He believes that should be left to parents like him.
Because I'm going to tell them the truth. I'm serious.
And where do you get your information from?
Life experience. I have multiple sources that I look it up.
Ed also says Trump's promise to bring back fossil fuels like coal hasn't amounted to much. But Joe Biden's plan?
Smoke and mirrors.
Ed says there's no way the Democrats' proposal could reduce greenhouse gases, or for scientists to even accurately measure carbon emissions. But the groups who do keep track of that data say in order to curb the most dramatic effects of global warming, action in the next decade will be critical. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.